At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, listeners? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones. You feel me? I certainly hope that you guys are ready for this random, extremely random podcast that you're about to listen to. You know what I'm saying? We got DJ Hey Cousin, who is actually one of my best friends in the entire nation. You feel me? He lives in Atlanta. That's where I'm from. I'm currently in Los Angeles. And thanks to Anchor, we're able to record a podcast together. So that was pretty, that was pretty fucking fire. It was awesome. It was awesome recording with him. So, get your drinks, get your blunts ready. You know what I'm saying? Get your bongs ready. You know, any other type of legal drug that you have. You know, I got to say that just in case there's like cops listening. Any kind of legal thing that you got to fuck your ass up, get that. You're going to enjoy this podcast. It's extremely random, but you're going to learn a few things too. Yeah. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get down to random business. This is professionally silly. This is what I do. You feel me? All right, guys, see ya.
Testing 1 2 7 46,000. Roger Wilco, can you read me? Roger.
Roger, sir. We copy.
Is Roger there?
Can't bring Roger back.
Oh shit. Damn. Well, Roger. No, there's no Roger. Shit.
Oh snap, Roger gone. What's going on, listeners, and welcome to the Professionally Silly Station, recorded here in the Anchor app. I'm your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones. This is the podcast you can experience some silly, some random, some creepy, and some weird. A little something for everyone, hosted by me, a melanated goddess / comedian. Okay, and today we have ourselves a special co-host. I'll go ahead and let him introduce himself.
Oh, thank you. See, I appreciate that. You let me introduce myself. You know what? You know why? Because you can't do it well enough. Only I can have the charisma and stamina introduce someone that's as amazing, as stupendous, as extraordinary as yours truly. Wes Roberts, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin, owner and proprietor of the OD podcast, amongst a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, actor, entrepreneur, dog owner, owner of a Back to the Future 2 replica hoverboard as well. I mean, you know, just a couple of stuff. You know,
I don't want to brag or anything, but homie flex. Has a backyard. So that's
with some grass.
Ooh.
Some
grass.
Exactly.
So clearly, guys, we have something amazing here for you. So put on your headphones. Get on the treadmill, clean your house, whatever you do
while you
maybe on the toilet. We don't know where you are.
Yeah, while you podcast. I've seen some crazy people do things while doing podcasting.
Did I lose you, buddy? There you go. I thought I lost you for a second. Hey Wes.
Yeah.
I'm losing you a little bit.
You are? Oh, shit.
Come on back, brother.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I should also mention he lives in the boonies, but not really.
Not really. See, that's the thing about Georgia.
Boonie-ish?
Okay. There's a lot of city. Well, there's a little of a lot of city, but there's also a lot of rural as well.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's a hard word to fucking say.
Rural? Yeah, ooh, that's
the one I can't get.
Ooh, them R's are too close together. Shit. Yeah. Ah, shit.
Roar. Roar.
Yeah, you might just say roar. Roar.
When you got roar here, area.
When you got here in the roar area, then you gotta gotta know what you're doing.
Shit, I know that's right. See, Wes is OD, hence the OD podcast.
And you know what? I definitely don't want to come across as someone who's trying to kill you. You know, anyone who knows what, you know, ODing is in the medical profession. I don't want anyone to overdose. I want people to receive the medicine that I'm giving them.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Almost to the point in which they overdose, but it still feels, it still feels that overwhelming amount of information and laughter and ridiculousness and oh my God, what's that over there? Like just
you know, and they do say laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, yeah, and medicine,
and that shit's free. So
very true, very true. Oh man.
Like, I can just walk up to a bitch and be like, knock, knock. And she's like, oh my God, you cured my pregnancy or whatever.
I had the hiccups. This is a minute ago. You cured it. Oh, what?
I just, this S on my chest. I feel like I have to save these hoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
A little kid walks up. What does your S stand for? And for some reason, he's British. I don't know why. And you say with your hands at your waist, all hero like, it stands for silly.
Well, that's perfect for this podcast.
Exactly. And you fly
today,
off.
We're gonna just bring you guys just the random minds of us.
Because that's what you really want. You know what I'm saying?
You want to know what the everyday random motherfucker is thinking.
And okay, it's about more than that. Okay? It's about way more than that. All right, when two friends
Enlighten me, brother.
When two friends are talking, all right, genuinely having a great time. All right, who doesn't want to be in a fly on the wall for those kinds of moments?
That's true. Crazy things happen.
You know, I mean, because we were just saying a minute ago, like, you know, it's podcasting by yourself is one thing, but podcasting with a co-host or a friend or a companion of some kind, it always then double, it fucking quadruples sort of the charisma, the content. Like, just you literally get more, bro. Literally.
I can't think of anything that's not better if you don't double it. Like, obviously, Twix knew what the fuck they were doing.
Oh, yeah. They were genius. They were ahead of the game.
I don't know why Snickers can't catch up with that. What's their problem?
Reese's knew. They knew better. Reese's knew.
Reese's fucking knew.
They knew better. Yeah.
Kit Kat demolished it.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They weren't fucking.
It was four,
bro. They saw Reese's and Twix. They was like, nigga, hold my chocolates.
We gonna double your chocolate.
As we double your chocolate.
Bruh, let me tell you this, man. There are so many different types and brands of, like, Kit Kat and Reese's and Snickers and M&M's. It's like,
bruh, it's astounding and gross all at the same time.
Don't you feel like it's a little much?
Jalapeno, M&M's.
Are you, you're shitting?
Those exist.
Bro, you have to send those to me so I can try them on my YouTube channel.
Why? This damn spectacle. God damn it. Because nobody should want to eat those in real life. Nobody should want spicy chocolate.
They make that shit because they know that it'll be a trending topic. That's why they're usually limited time only.
You know, that's true. Yeah. That's true. It's
a money maker, bro.
It is. And let me not act like this is a new thing. I mean, motherfuckers have been doing this special flavor. Get it now while it's here for a long ass time. Really,
what you think they make rib is, bro?
Exactly. Hey, motherfucking exactly.
What you think they make rib is? It's all a trap, man.
Exactly. The Shamrock Shake is a trap.
Trap. Yo, that shit is delicious, low key though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Let's be respectful.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't misstep on the Shamrock Shake's name now, okay?
All right. Shit is getting super real right now.
It really is. I just got dead serious for a second about the Shamrock Shake. Don't Don't you
fuck talking shit about my milkshakes, bro. Hold on now.
Don't you fuck with the Shamrock Shake, all right? All right,
I gotta ask you a like, this is probably the most important question in your entire life that anyone could ever ask you. And this is from our white listeners.
Yeah. Hold
as
on.
Well as
hold on, let me put on a monocle real quick. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
let
put
me,
on your me, monocle.
Let me
bro.
Get, let
this
get
is
my
like
monocle.
Important, yeah, get that on.
All right, bet. Hold on. All right, bet.
Now I'm saying this is for my white listeners so that my black listeners will not demand my black card, because they always do when they find this out. And my question is to you, my friend.
Where are we going?
It came in so deep. It's like, is this about politics? What is this?
Right? Like,
is racism? Religion? What's happening?
Right? Yeah. What president would I kill? Like, I don't.
Nah, man, it's deeper than that.
Oh, shit.
All gun right. to head, bro.
Okay.
Gun to head. Which show was better? Friends or How I Met Your Mother. You see what I'm saying? Now, I feel like every white person listening to this podcast right now, their head just fucking exploded. All my hood niggas listen to this podcast right now, they just got question marks. What the fuck? My friends is right here. What are you talking about?
Some of them know, though. Some of them know, like, some of
a lot
them
of them
know,
do. They
like,
want to admit that shit to me. It pisses me off.
It's a 60-40, like, like, I was definitely a How I Met Your Mother individual, like, and I've only recently sort of watched some of Friends and be like, okay, that's good.
Right? It's a good show.
But here's what you have to answer before I can answer your question, which I do apologize for answering a question with a question, but this is for the sake of research, so this is what have to be done.
All right.
Now, in the best and spark note-ish way you can, tell me the ending of Friends. I don't know how Friends ended.
Okay. We are on some shit here.
Because this is how... Because I saw the first episode of Friends, but not the last. And the show...
I'll tell you this.
A show is only as good as how it sticks the landing, G.
There's I'll tell you this.
A lot of shows have not stuck the landing.
There are a lot of shows that ended the way they ended. It just pissed me off. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
I'm looking at you, Game of Thrones. Yeah, in the corner. Sit down. Don't look at me. You stay there in the corner. Don't look at me. Stay there in the corner.
This is
fucked
where...
up and shit.
I love it. Here's a good you Game of Thrones. That GOT done pissed you off, huh?
Yeah. Game of Thrones is sitting in the corner for a long time.
Wipe yourself off while you're at it.
Mm-hmm.
Clean yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you this, bro, okay? I won't tell you the whole thing, but there are...
Tell me enough to understand, like, the meaning of it all, and you know what I'm saying, in reference to the show.
I feel like when Friends came out in the 90s, like, I was a kid, obviously, so I couldn't really connect to it. You know, now I'm grown as fuck. I pay taxes, all that shit.
Ditto.
You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't watching that shit as a kid.
I have a cat that I keep alive. My turtle's alive. You know what I'm saying? I got responsibility.
Saying? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? My little one now, under me right now. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. You feel me?
Exactly.
So now I feel like all these shows that, like, our parents and our parents' friends watched when we were kids, we didn't get it. I've gone back to rewatch these shows as an adult, and I get why they thought it was so funny why they thought it was so particular, you know.
Bro,
so now it's, like, great.
Okay, quick sidebar. There's not nothing that you went back and watched that didn't hold up? Yeah, there's one. Give me one. Real quick.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking when I was a kid.
Bro,
that show is so fucking vulgar.
Exactly.
Now I know. As an adult, yeah, but like as a kid, I didn't get how gross it was.
It was great. Them motherfuckers were ridiculous, bro. There's a whole episode.
Those boogers and shit look so real.
When they get close up and they get super detailed for no reason.
You know, it is a lot. It is a lot.
It is.
But I'll admit, there hasn't been a lot of shows that I've rewatched that I don't like, that I didn't appreciate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Not a lot.
I'll give you one that did not hold up as we end this sidebar. Family Matters does not fucking hold up. It does not. It's antiquated. It's the most...
When did you last rewatch it?
Recently, motherfucker. This is data I've collected.
I legit just started rewatching it a few months ago.
It is not, and it only gets worse when they realize Urkel's like the main bit of the show. Like it only gets worse after that. Like
they got time machines and
elixirs and shit, crazy shit. But I mean,
fucking. He can turn himself into Bruce Lee. It's a lot. Okay. This little nigga.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot.
Because at first it started off with like, yeah, family and love and friendship and honesty and don't spray paint nigger on people's lockers, you know?
That, yeah, racism is bad.
Yeah, don't do drugs. And hey, don't party on fire escapes because they're not going to hold very well with three people on them.
Obviously.
And every time Urkel utters, did I do that? He fucking did.
that was meant to be the whole bit. And you did that. Yeah, you did. Yeah, did I do that? Yeah, smart guy. You were here. We all watched you do it.
That's another dope ass show. Smart guy.
It's a smart guy. Dude. Sorry. I don't know if we can copyright that or whatever, but hopefully that was short enough.
I think it's okay if you're the one saying it.
Yeah, I think we're okay. You know, okay. This is a much longer sidebar than it should be. But
well, I forgot what the fuck we were talking about.
Well, honestly. you were supposed to be telling me the ending of Friends, so I can tell you which one was better.
That's right.
But before that, because nigga, we're not done with this. We ain't done with this sidebar, motherfucker. Smart Guy was great because it was a single dad, which you never see on television. You never see
at the time, hell no.
Or in general, like I can maybe think of one other show where like the protagonist, but the dad on the show is a single dad, like just doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With multiple kids. And he owns a business. Nigga owns a roofing company.
Hashtag black excellence, bruh.
You know what I'm saying? What a genius son. And one that fucking is a musician. And just the girl. Like, for the sake, you know, they didn't.
What happened to TV?
They didn't write her well, but whatever. Beautiful,
I feel like
beautiful.
Everything was better in the 90s, man.
You know, and I mean, okay. And what people don't understand, which I made this realization, this mini epiphany a little while ago, 90s and early 2000s was ran by black sitcoms.
It kind of was.
It was ran. Like, we owned TV, like, sitcom-wise, motherfucker. We owned that shit. Living Single.
Living Color.
Martin. Fresh Prince.
I have to say it, but this is pre-everything, the Cosby Show.
It is. But you know what I'm saying? You appreciate the mention because, you know, it deserves it. You know what I'm saying? Regardless.
Yeah,
because
there's other people that was a part of that shit.
So. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the stigma, you know what I'm saying? It still holds its place.
I grew up with that shit. I can't just 86 the whole fucking show.
You know what I'm saying?
Same with A Different World. You feel me?
Exactly. Jamie Foxx Show. That shit still rides heavy. This is a throwback. I don't say a throwback, but this is underrated classic. Motherfuckers don't even know. Eve.
Oh shit.
That was also dope. Okay.
Bruh. Oh, I got you. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Bam. Exactly. Bam. Got you. Wayne's Brothers. Bam.
Bruh. We're brothers. We're happy.
And we're singing. Beautiful. And cut.
Oh, that was beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, goodness. another, I wouldn't say a classic, but underrated. Rock. R.O.C. Bam.
Yep. Yep.
Bam.
Yep.
Yo,
what was that? And there was like this black animated like cartoon.
The PJs.
And like the main character. Yeah.
The PJs. The projects. Oh no. I never know what he said. I just know what it sounded like in my head. Like,
I forgot. Oh, why is that not on Hulu right now? Like, what the fuck?
That's pretty good too. Great. Yeah, Eddie Murphy made a pretty good show. That was his only time, like his only foray into let me create a show, and it worked pretty motherfucking well. Like, I think it had like three or four seasons, maybe a little more.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
it was very nice. Very nice.
I don't see it playing or anything. I need to tweet something.
Hey, yo, powers that be, put the PJs on the shit, please.
That's right. Everybody listening to this podcast, make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, get working on that.
Exactly.
It's our responsibility as content viewers, seekers, and creators.
Exactly.
To work together to get what we want.
Exactly.
America.
Exactly. That's not too much.
Any place else that you're listening to this podcast.
Earth. And beyond.
And beyond. We don't want to forget about our alien brothers.
You know
sisters.
What I'm saying? I know they can pick up the frequency. I'm pretty sure. They got it. They got it
yeah.
all.
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
They got light speed travel. They can get a fucking podcast, man. What up, Glee Glorps? What up?
This nigga said Glee Glorps.
I don't want to be insensitive. That wasn't a slur, I hope. I apologize.
The correct term is Glee Glorpian.
Oh, shit. My bad, y'all. My bad.
Yo,
I'm still...
You about to get sued like galactic style. You gonna sue this nigga for his skin.
Alien lawyer comes back. We're gonna need your soul. Like, what? You could just take that shit? Like a resource? Oh, shit.
Yeah, we use it as gas here.
Like, oh no.
My Vespa needs more. Has a Vespa.
And why does it need souls? They go, it runs on souls.
Shit. This is legit how we talk to each other, ladies and gentlemen. This is enjoy this.
Hey,
you're in on this.
Hey, babe, you're,
roll your blunts, drink your beers, take your shots.
You love it. You love this, okay? You
light
love
up your
this.
Crack pipes.
You
let's,
love
let's
this.
Let's do it.
All right. Get your paper bags to just put your spray in. The spray paint in.
I got something to tell you, man. That's gonna blow your fucking mind, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you do? Okay. Wait. Hold
it's
on.
It's gonna blow like right out the back of your head, bro. So make sure you put get a towel behind you, bro, because I don't want you to have to stain on your on your chairs there. Just like get a towel.
Okay. Oh, you know shit. All right. Let me get a. Get
put your towel. Put the back of your head toward a wall you don't care that much about.
Let me lay some fucking let me lay some sheets down like Dexter.
Yeah, lay
shit.
That down. It's gonna be crazy. You ready for this, bro?
Yeah. Okay. I guess I am. I don't have a choice. Go ahead.
The word pencil. What? Comes from a Latin word meaning small penis.
What? Boom! The back of my head out, shit!
Told you, nigga. Hope you didn't use the good sheets.
Oh, shit!
According to the internet, bro, that's true.
And, I mean, I'm going to trust the internet for at least this fact.
You should. Why would it lie?
why would the internet lie to us? Okay, all right, come on now. All right, break.
If there's anything in this fucking world you can trust, it's the shit you read online, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't believe the shit your parents tell you.
No.
Or your church.
Oh no, they're wrong. Definitely.
You know, or your politicians, or your neighbor, your grandma doesn't know shit.
No, definitely. Nah, too old.
You need to get on Twitter, bro. You need to check out that Wikipedia.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, those mm-hmm. random things that come up on your Instagram feed, mm-hmm. that's truth.
Yeah, definitely. Real talk. Like,
I'm just trying to teach these motherfuckers, you know?
Like, go to the Explore page and just, like, start glaring that stuff. Yeah, boom. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Your IQ will raise, like, instantaneously. You'll feel it, too.
If you use Firefox, do the same thing, bro.
Bam, see?
I don't know who the fuck is using that, but you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Throwing out gems out here. Throwing out gems, you're welcome.
I mean, it's either Google Chrome or you know, Internet Explorer, if you're doing anything, Safari maybe, but anything else, you're just doing weird things, and I don't know what's going on with you.
Okay, so my initial thought about this whole Pixel fiasco is that the dude or dudette or whoever, whatever entity created the pin, like the official pin, like he was talking to the motherfucker making the pencil, and he's just like, "Oh yeah, I made this thing. Like, what should I call it?" Like, oh, and the dude who made the pen was low key hating on him. Like, this is low key dope. I'm not gonna lie, but I don't want it to outsell the pen. Like, yo, like the pen got to make its bag. Like, okay, so.
Facts.
He looked up like the worst possible word he can find. Like, let me see. Ooh, small dick.
Facts. That is the exact thought that anyone would come up with.
Oh, what does that mean? Honestly. Pencil. Pencil. Exactly. You know, I'm going to just use pencil. Hey, call it a pencil.
It makes sense, the word penile, when you think about it.
No, it does. It does. It's making more sense as the cogs are turning in my brain about it. Like, it's...
You see what I'm saying?
Dots are connecting. Like, it's like I'm having a little Jimmy Neutron brain blast. It's just a little small epiphany's happening.
This is what happens, bro, when you read the internet, because that's where the truth is.
Forever.
I got something else that's going to also lace your sheets with your mind.
Ooh.
This is serious, man. Now, a lot of people know the most injuries in the home happen in the bathroom. That's like real talk.
It's very wet in there. Very wet.
Everything is wet. Everything makes wetness happen in there. Your toilet, your sink. It all makes wetness, bro.
Yep. You walk around naked. You know what I'm saying?
Feel me? Slippery surfaces. And
slippery surfaces. It's bound
hard
to happen.
Slippery surfaces.
Hard, slippery, moist.
Moist. That's a word moist. That a lot of people don't like, but
that's
don't
why
like
I'm saying it. That is low-key why I'm saying it. Moist. So moist 40, area.
40,000 Americans. 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets each year.
You know what?
Internet.
That makes sense. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. You know, that would make sense why that's the way time travel got made in Back to the Future.
Boom.
When Doc Brown hit his head on the toilet. Like, that makes...
You see?
That makes sense. That makes...
Now, they also call the toilet the throne. You see what I'm saying?
Wait, because you sit on it, right? So, wait, what's the connect? Wait, what?
I'm just making shit up, nigga. I don't
know. Motherfucker, I was really following you, too. Like, wait, huh? What? What?
I want to connect this somehow. I love you, bro. I'm trying to connect this. What are you saying?
Bro, show me where the dot is so I can connect it. Where's the dot at? I don't see the dot, homie. I don't see the dot.
Donkeys kill more people annually than plane crashes.
Word? Yo, fuck donkeys.
Yo, they kick the shit out of people.
Yo, you know what? I knew there was something about donkeys I didn't like. That makes a
you
lot
know
of
what other animal
sense.
I don't fuck with? Kangaroos, man.
Yo, they're just out here whooping motherfuckers' asses for no
they
reason.
Some assholes, bro. Like, what is their problem? Going around boxing the shit out of niggas. Like, what is that?
And then kick you with both feet at the same
Hell
time.
Hell yeah, balancing their thick ass tails and kick the shit out of you. It's like, bro, I'm just chilling in the desert. Trying to look at these scorpions over here. Here the fuck you come. Wap-pop, this mugger, he looked like he done like 15 to 20 in prison already. In the
Swole
as fuck.
Just like, got out of jungle jail.
Just Venice Beach looking niggas. Just fucking bench pressing abandoned buses and shit.
Oh, bro. All right, bet. Question. All right. Gun to the noggin. Who would you rather fight? two kangaroos, but but you have a steel chair, wrestling style you can use.
Okay. I'm a dirty fighter. That's good to know.
Exactly. Or 12 Capuchin monkeys.
What the fuck is a Capuchin monkey, bro? I gotta Google that.
They're small monkeys. They're small ones. They're small ones, nigga.
You mean like the little one on Friends, that little bitch?
I'm gonna go with that.
Man, monkeys bite and shit, and there's a lot. How many did you say?
12, motherfucker. But
man, a dozen monkeys, my nigga.
A dozen, nigga.
And they all probably got rabies too.
Who knows? Scurvy? Some? Who knows? I don't know. But you have a 9mm.
How many bullets?
Single magazine. You know what? I'll fuck with you. You got two magazines. You got two.
And they each carry about 16 bullets, right?
9mm, regular clip. More like maybe 12. I may be off.
I was close.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. It's somewhere around that.
If I got that, but still, you have to be a good aim too. But exactly. The monkeys is fast.
Mm-hmm. And they on your ass, and you probably running. You nigga, like, I can see your ass trying to run and shoot. So you know what I'm saying, it's.
Yeah, I'm gonna run out of bullets real quick. Exactly, and the niggas is gonna get me like the hyenas, man.
Yeah, you
or Lion King.
You a motherfucker to run and shoot behind you and not even look. You're running.
I might have to go with the kangaroos because I got the steel chair. I just gotta knock one of the motherfuckers out, and it's just me and this other kangaroo. And if I can knock that nigga out, then I'm out.
Yeah, I commentate the shit out of that match.
Yeah, that's some.
Oh, Smells just hit the kangaroo with the steel chair.
Yo, I had to.
It's a slobber knocker.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Let me pull up this steel chair from under the fucking
right of the ring.
got the steel chair from under the ring real quick. I'm also gonna get on this top rope. By the way, there's already a picnic table set up behind it.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got there. I didn't do it. I'm gonna jump off the top rope with the chair in my hand, and I'm coming down with the quickness.
It's pandemonium. The savagery.
Some reason the picnic table didn't break, but he's still unconscious.
Oh no!
In comes the ambulance.
This is sick. Oh my god.
They're so fucked. Why? I feel like the WWE was even more fun in the 90s because there was more blood.
It was way more fun in the Attitude Era, as they called it.
Oh man.
That was the best
Steve,
time.
Steve Austin and Stone Cold. I mean Stone Cold Steve Austin, excuse me.
You separated them.
I had to get the name together. What a whole beer. Drink it and smash it across his goddamn head and throw it at people.
You know,
that is classic.
The only thing that's better than that is when he gets on the top rope and a beer just flies to him from somewhere and he catches it.
Like, who the fuck is throwing like these magical beers?
From off screen. Like, and he catches it perfectly. I've never seen him miss a catch ever in my life. He's caught it every single time.
Every time.
Perfectly. Like, this master beer catcher.
Let me ask you this, bro.
Like, it's a sport.
A stereotypical black person who did exactly what he did, what drink would they catch?
40, unfortunately. It'd be a 40. or Hennessy. Like, but I don't, that's a lot. That's big. So I
that mean, is
motherfucker
a lot.
Gotta have hands. Motherfucker gotta have hands, dog. Really gotta have hands.
Yeah, you dropped that. That's like a good, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But
it's $20 for a nice size.
Exactly. Hey, but same thing. Like, he gotta kick that motherfucker every time. Like, poop. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Whack.
Gonna be smacked in the ring. Smack.
I guess his special move was vomiting on people. I don't know.
Yeah, he must do Drunken Master style because that motherfucker.
Shit, bro. Oh,
that motherfucker
shit.
Gonna be fucked up.
Kind of
right?
Like it's like Drunken Master meets Eddie Gordo.
Bro, shit.
There you go. Tekken PS PlayStation lovers.
Exactly.
There's a gamer reference for you. See, I know a little bit of shit.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, my girl's a gamer. You know what I'm saying? She know, you know what I'm saying? She got it.
I mean, the last system I own is a PS2, but that's only because I'm poor.
Exactly. And for a last system, that's one to have, motherfucker. All
right. Damn right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got Tekken 4, bitch.
She could have said Dreamcast, nigga. How about that? Like, oh,
yeah, I could have said that. Oh, that would have been.
You know what? You know what? That's let me take that back. Some motherfuckers are like, no, Dreamcast is dope. She could have said an Atari Jaguar. She could have said that
Jesus.
Shit. Yeah, I had an Atari Jaguar. I only had the 4 games that ever came out on it. But it was okay. It was okay. Then, yeah, that
did you pay
that.
For it?
No,
that's only as a gift. You don't go out and buy that.
Exactly. Someone only gives that to you, but that's they like, also that
like going
knew
to like a liquor store and buying PBR to drink it. No, we play beer pong with that.
Exactly. Yeah, we use that. We use that as like an expendable drink. Like that's
yeah. That's, let me ask you this, bro. Which drinking game did you like best, Flip Cup or beer pong?
I like Flip Cup better. I know there's a lot of beer pong.
Wesley, for the Flip Cup, I'm a Flip Cup fan too.
Exactly.
I kick fucking ass.
There's a lot of.
It's like all in the motion, bro. It's all about the movement, bro.
You know, and you know they both require dexterity, hand-eye coordination. You know they Boom. Both. But it's
I don't understand why it's not like on ESPN 37 or something. It should be a. You know, a sport, I feel
yeah,
like.
It should come on right after dodgeball.
Because there's a lot of bitches who just can't fucking get it. And it's so frustrating when they're on my team. It's just like, they're just flipping it 20 million times. It's like, nigga, just fucking take your time. Take your time.
Do it right.
God,
you know,
damn it. It's not a quarter.
You can do it, baby. All right? Do it tonight.
It's so annoying. It's like, you can't be on my team, Karen. Yeah. You're heavy fingered.
God, just use the. Stop using your palm. Use your fingers.
Right. What? Put your elbows back. What are you doing?
Like, your wrist. You flick your wrist.
Open your eyes.
Stop doing it with your eyes closed. What are you scared of?
Stop crying. Stop crying, Rachel. Stop fucking up.
You're just yelling. I'm just trying to flip the cup. Yeah,
shut up, Sharon. I said like 3 white names.
Yeah.
Whatever, Shelly.
Oh. I didn't even want to come tonight, okay?
You know what, Christy? No one asked you. Oh my God. Oh, okay. So end of sidebar. So,
yeah, end of sidebar. End of sidebar.
So, friends.
Yeah, so tell me how friends ended. Yeah, we brought it back. We brought that bitch back. All the way.
Boom. Like a boomerang. We were even in Australia for a part of this podcast. We were talking about kangaroos and scorpions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We elevated. We are everywhere.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. Global. Intergalactic even. We was fucking with aliens for a sec. I got sued.
That's true.
I got intergalactically sued, bro.
Facts. Man lost his soul and his skin.
Exactly. For racism. Which is ironic as fuck.
This definitely has to happen again. That's... I love the random podcast. With my awesome buddy.
no doubt. And you know, let's just take a second for all the people who's listening out there. Look down. Gotcha.
Nigga, tell me why I look down.
Gotcha.
I was like, what's down there?
Gotcha. Some on your shirt. Got that ass. Some on your shirt got that ass.
Man, how about I looked at my shirt again when he said, like, nigga, is there? It's possible. I mean, good looking at it. What is it?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, thank you. You know.
Man, nigga, look at this whole jar of salsa that I spilled. I didn't notice.
Oh, damn.
Damn, chopped up.
I wasn't even eating spaghetti. What is spaghetti sauce come from?
This a case of damn, my nigga? Oh, shout that out, bro.
Appreciate it. You know what? See, that's the thing. Like, before you tell me the end of this, we're still, this is another, this is a sidebar to we're not done. This is a sidebar to a sidebar to a sidebar, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Facts. I think the true test of a person's character, there are many, many tests, but mm-hmm. and they're all small and almost momentary. And that's mm-hmm. why they're so important. One of them is if someone tells you there's something like in your eye or like on your face or something that's just like in your hair or just something, some huge obstruction that's just like fucking up your whole aesthetic thing you got going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, of course, it's not until you get the thing and you saw like how crazy it was, and it went until that moment like you realize, oh damn, how long was I walking around?
Yeah, because sometimes people don't say nothing; they just let you look like a fool and stare at you.
And depending on what you were doing before, you could have been chilling with your friends, talking to a superior of some sort, anybody of some worth to your life.
Homie walking around with a whole sandwich on his forehead and nobody says nothing. It's fucked up.
Motherfucker walking around with a whole pepperoni on his forehead. Nobody says nothing.
Like, nigga, you got a whole pee in your nostril. How did you not feel that? You know, like, what's up, bro? Blow your nose, kid.
Hey, bro, you got a dead fly stuck to your cheek, bro. You might want to get that.
Right, man. Shit, bro.
Yeah. I don't know how I got there, bro.
Nigga, how you get that Tyrannosaurus Rex stuck on your neck? You need to get that. That's
yeah. I didn't know they grew right there. Damn.
Yeah, that's a hazard, bro. That's dangerous.
Bro. Get that checked out, bro.
Yeah, that's it. Yo. This is serious, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of hype out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
About everything, man.
Yeah,
but what I want to know is Jessica Rabbit from Roger Rabbit.
Whoa.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Whoa.
Between Jessica Rabbit from Roger Rabbit.
Okay. Okay. We on it. All right.
Esmeralda from the Notre Dame, from the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay.
And the next one, you ready for this, bro?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready. What's up? Give it to me.
Tiana. Princess and the Frog, bro.
Oh, Tiana. Okay.
Now, in our scenario, they're all adults.
Yeah, no, yeah, they all grown. They're all legal, everybody. Yeah. They're all legal.
I want to make that clear.
I don't need any Disney enthusiasts in here.
Don't tweet me about this shit, bro.
All right.
These movies are written a long time ago. I think they're of age at this point.
Exactly. We're using real time in this day.
Yeah, real time.
We're using the age they would be right now. we're using that age.
And obviously, they're cartoons, so they're going to be fucking hot. So.
Exactly. All right.
Murder. What did I say? Marry, fuck, kill.
Marry, fuck, kill.
I said murder.
Murder. murder, assault.
Murder, assault, battery. Which bitch?
Ah, my favorite game. Yes.
Ted Bundy style.
Oh man. Oh, can we play the clown edition?
That's a tough one, right?
Yeah. No. Actually, it's not. It's not too tough. Okay, because if you look at the movie, look at the characters. All right. Jessica Rabbit.
Who isn't a rabbit for people who don't know the movie?
I'm gonna break it down. Hopefully enough. She in the movie, you know, she was married to Roger Rabbit, and
I never understood that shit.
Exactly, because he was funny. Someone at the end of the movie, our main character, played by Bob Hoskins, aka Super Mario, asks her, "Hey, why are you even with? Why are you even with this guy, huh? What's about it with this guy?" And she real cool, calm, and lovely, like, huh? He makes me laugh.
Nigga, did you just see this movie yesterday?
No, I didn't. and that makes sense. I mean, women like men for a lot of reasons. Some of them good, some of them bad, but something as pure as that, like, and even throughout this whole scenario, because one, let's just get this out of the way now. Within the world of Toontown and just that universe of the movie, my niggas, he's rich. Like he's got his bag. Like he's got money. Like
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like Roger Rabbit. Like he's stacked. Like he's a fucking.
He got that Jay-Z money.
Exactly. He's a fucking Hollywood actor, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's on movies, my nigga. Like, out here. What's up? Like, everybody know who he is. Of course he got stacks. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't make...
Right.
And he's funny. And you know what I'm saying? And he's just a genuinely dope nigga. Like, it doesn't make... It's not hard to fathom, like, that he pulled Jessica Rabbit. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard to believe. So, you know what I'm saying? So, given a bitty like her, you know what I'm saying? As long as you got your guap and you're funny... You know what I'm saying? You're good. She's going to ride with you. Okay? She's going to ride with you. All right? Now.
Sound like you want to marry her.
I'm considering it. Now, it's complete opposite. Hunchback of Notre Dame. Bam. Completely different. She was all about, you know what I'm saying? She was all about looks. You know what I'm saying? Because our homeboy... I forgot his name, unfortunately, for the sake of the story, but he was...
The hunchback homie.
Personality-wise, you know, and singing-wise, he was everything you really wanted. You know what I'm saying? He was the quintessential nice guy. You know what I'm saying? Articulate, well-spoken, had talent, he could sing, could fight, like, he could swing Tarzan style from rope, like, the nigga knew what he was doing, he was good. But
not forget, man, homie also had the ability to play a musical instrument. He rang the fuck out that bell.
Exactly. All right, that takes skill and practice. You can't just run up on the bell, ring it the first time and be dope at
ladies
it. Ladies
love a musician, bruh.
Exactly. Multi-talented. But he didn't have the looks and the guap to back it up. All right? Yeah. He lived in a fucking tower in...
He was like a young Trump.
Thrown away garb, like he didn't, like, you know what I'm saying, and looked like a hunchback. So of course, like, he wasn't going to be able to pull that individual. He wasn't, and that's why at the end of the movie she ran away with some random handsome ass motherfucker who didn't even look like he had his shit together. He looked like just like the Notre Dame equivalent to like a college student, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what's going on? Hey, you know, like,
you guys want to play frisbee after we smoke a joint?
Yeah, and read some Shakespeare with my shirt off. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? She just loved it. Like, yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna do a tandem bike ride through the streets.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so down for that. Oh, your shirt off. Oh, with your hair. Oh, pinned up.
Volleyball on the quad.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And they always have a friend named Barry.
Always. Fuck. And either him or someone he knows sells weed.
Somebody sells weed. It's
either him or someone close to him.
And if you didn't know who was selling weed at your school, you just weren't a cool person.
Everybody knew you did. And you didn't have to, and to clarify, you didn't have to smoke weed to be cool necessarily, but you did have to know him. Where the people were, you know what I'm saying? Regardless if you used those resources because you were in those social groups, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, you know what I'm saying? If you were there and motherfuckers was fucking with you, you would see it around you. I bet if I want to get some tree, I go talk to Jamal.
Did your wee man have like a fucking like random name? Oh wait, we're getting off subject.
We are. Okay.
Why are you saying murder?
I know, right? You really want to? Are you talking to me about something?
I've been watching a lot of Investigation Discovery.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I got murder on the brain. That came out hella wrong.
It did. Oh my God.
So you guys know.
I come over, where your cat and turtle go? I don't know. You want some turtle soup, Wesley?
Don't worry, I got some cat juice.
What? What the fuck is cat juice?
I don't know, nigga.
Oh, shit. Kind of chunky.
This nigga. Who you killing?
Okay.
Who you fucking
okay.
Who you marrying?
All right, let me get to the last one, which I actually know the least about, but from what I do know, I can pretty much surmise enough. She was a bitty that went through an entire ugly duckling arc, well, frog, but you get the gist of the plot narrative. For the sake
kissing
of
amphibians and shit.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? For the sake of what learning how to not only appreciate your beauty, because that's always like a part of the ugly duckling lesson, but finding your soulmate, and that shit's too easy. All right, that's way too easy. Way at least out of these three options.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you, unfortunately, you know you're just out here being a random bitty, being turned to a frog. And you just happen upon a motherfucker you like just because he's a prince. I mean, come on, who doesn't like a prince? All right, there's a reason Aladdin turned himself.
I think I would kiss a frog if he turned out to be a rich motherfucker. Yeah.
Who would? That's an easy layup. That's an easy layup move.
Mwah, nigga.
First of all, he's already talking. A talking animal walks up to you. Hey, yo.
We gonna make a few YouTube videos first. Then,
hey homie, kiss me. I turn into a wizard or a prince or something with some inherent value because you're a talking frog, my nigga. So there's something to this that I don't know about.
Facts.
Something.
Facts.
I bet. All right, but yeah, let me
going on tour with this frog.
Let me pull my phone out first. We gotta film something. I gotta get some down on wax for this.
Hashtag real ass frog.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Can you sing do you know Hello My Dolly? Hello My, do you know that song? Do you frog? I'm gonna teach it to you because we're about to go in right now.
I don't think I can find the new WB frog.
Hell yeah, I can't find the fucking top hat, but we'll make do, my nigga. We'll make do. We'll put a sombrero on you.
Take my grandma's cane. This'll work,
yeah. Just don't even gotta hold it. Just let it just sit there while you sing, my nigga. They'll get it. They'll get it. No, okay. So with that being said, I'm marrying Jessica Rabbit. I'm gonna have to marry Jessica Rabbit. I am.
I called I am. That.
I mean, you did. You called it. You did. I'm gonna fuck.
You know what you're gonna say.
I do.
Just
go
ahead and say it.
I do.
We're all thinking.
Notre Dame, bitty. I'm going with her.
Yeah.
Because at this point, yeah. Like they both had bad, like good and bad to them. So at this point, it was really about who was more attractive.
That
so
bitch it is was, wild in a sack, and you know it.
Exactly. She's bad, bro. I know she's bad, bro. Give her some.
Can make shit disappear, bro.
Exactly, bro. Just get her lit. Who knows what else you make disappear, bro? You have no idea.
That would be a lot of fun.
Exactly. That's a good. You know what I'm saying? You'll call her back. You know what I'm saying? You'll keep her on the rocks.
Even
for
if she
while.
Doesn't hit you back, it's still a nice story.
Exactly.
Around the campfire with your niggas, kind of thing.
Like, hey, bro. Hey, bro. I was with this
Remember
one bitty.
Esmeralda,
bro. I was with this one bitty, Esmeralda, bro. She made my whole dick disappear, bro. And bro, and pulled it behind my ear.
No fucking way, bro. Seriously?
For real, bro. For real, oh, bro. I didn't know my dick was that big, bro.
Oh, shit.
Bro,
do you have her number?
Yeah, I got you. I'll text it to you.
Can I just, yeah, appreciate you. Damn.
Yeah, and you know, kill
poor Tiana.
Yeah. Poor her, yeah.
That black bitch never stood a chance.
She didn't stand a chance. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not. Based off the data, you know what I'm saying? Based
off
what we had to work with.
Explain his reasonings, you feel me?
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
Jeez.
All right. You had it
Rest
way
in
too
peace,
easy.
Bitch.
Way, you know what I'm saying? You'll get some dick in the afterlife, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. She's Tiana.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right. You'll be all right, you'll be good.
Dude, they got
Beckett
and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got dick in heaven, I'm pretty sure.
Hakuna Matata, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Hey, did you even see the new Lion King thing?
You know I did, bro. I saw the screening, man.
Awesome. Or you liked it?
I liked it, but of course I like the original better. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Original
bro.
Was fucking fire.
Of course, bro. Like, how you can't beat that. Like, you think you was gonna be able to beat that with real lions? Nah, bro.
Nah.
Like.
Nah.
How you think? Like
they changed everything, man.
Everything, Mike. They changed everything.
Everything's changed, man. Everything was different, man. I don't even know, man. Everything's different. Fucking Boomhauer.
Damn it, Bobby.
We're referencing King of the Hill for those of you with the question marks.
The Fox animated show, King of the Hill, from what I think 98 to 2015, I believe 15, 16, maybe 14. Yeah. All right. Look it up. All right. If you don't know,
boom. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time you lick a stamp, you're consuming 1/10 of a calorie.
Damn. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go on a diet, you can start there.
Lick some stamps.
Exactly. Buy them in bulk. Buy them in bulk, motherfucker.
If there was ever a final thought that you could share with anyone with ears right now, what would it be? Yeah. Super vast, isn't it?
Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
There's so much. There's so much.
And don't forget, we were talking to the galaxy not too long ago, so you can't leave them out.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, we were I'm pretty sure they're still listening on the intergalactic airwaves. What's going on?
A sneeze travels out of your mouth at over 100 miles per hour.
I thought it was just 60. Damn. All right.
Wow. Yeah, it changes.
I'm surprised my hand don't blow off every time I cover my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So that's why fingers have little slits between them to make them fingers, so that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Oh, aerodynamic like a motherfucker. Damn, good design. Mm-hmm. Good design. What's his name? Mm-hmm. Damn. God. That's what they call him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they call him.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. What's their face? What's their face? I'm pretty sure God's like gender neutral, bro. I'm pretty sure this deity,
binary or something.
You know
shit.
What I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's like just some kind of like a blob that rolls around and transforms to whatever it wants, whatever at any given time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be whatever.
It takes more calories to eat a piece of celery than the celery has in it.
Damn. That's ultimately useless.
Yep.
Like
stamps and celery. That's all you need.
That's you're eating just air. If that's the case, eating just.
That's how the celebrities do it. They
just
like stamps and eat celery, bro.
Just green air.
That's how it happens, bro. How do you think these celebrities that give birth lose that weight so fast?
And I thought it was celery
and stamps, bro.
Damn, and I thought it was just like wishful thinking and shit. No, they had an actual method.
Plus, I made that up, so you know it's true.
Of course. Now I can't doubt it, actually. Shit. Any doubt I had has been vanquished.
I'm so glad you laid sheets around you, bro, because you've been having your mind blown all night long, bro.
Oh yeah, bro. It's going to be like, I'm going to be cleaning up all night.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
You might as well just get new sheets, bro.
Yeah. You know, I should trash these. I've all the blood and semen. Yeah. It's a lot. Okay. I can only answer your question after you answer my question. So I can answer your question of the ending of Friends.
Facts. I love that this is the part that ends the podcast, something we started 30 minutes ago.
It's beautiful. How all things should end.
Exactly. Back to the circle of life.
Yeah.
Circle of podcast.
Exactly. It's a podcast. Circle of life.
I love it. Podcast Savannah. Shit, you know.
Oh shit! All right, okay. So go ahead. I'm I'm all ears.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready. I'm ready.
So there are four characters out of the six characters of Friends who have relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them have children. One of them do it biologically.
Huh. Huh. Yeah, yeah. From what I recall, they weren't even like, you didn't even see them kids a lot throughout the show.
Nope. You only saw Ross and Rachel's kid later on.
Yeah, one of the kids was the kid from Big Daddy.
Yeah, he's actually two kids. He's a twin.
Yeah, he's a twin. Yeah.
It's a Zach and Cody kid.
Exactly. Bam. There you, that's why. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Whatever happened to them?
As someone shouts Riverdale from the top of their lungs.
Oh. Oh, really? I should watch that show.
Yeah, I'm considering it.
There's a lot of shows out. I can't keep up.
There's more shows. The pool is vast and full of
and
shows.
And every day a new fucking show pops up.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's like, I only have so many hours to waste, which is a lot. But
A lot. I can only procrastinate for so long. All right? Damn. I got to actually get some more. Man,
gun to head, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I'm going to go with How I Met Your Mother. Yeah, definitely. Even though, you know, it was, they botched it. They kind of, they didn't stick the landing of exactly with, you know, Robin.
I mean, like, the journey itself made up for everything.
It did. And I mean, they didn't stick it, but it was like the land and like the stumble. It was the land and stumble, like, and they like picked it back up, like, so you know, it was the points taken off, but you know, all in all, it was okay, you know. And you know, I mainly say that because you know, apart from the original ending of Robin being the fucking mom, they have a deleted version. They have a deleted alternate ending where she dies of cancer.
The fuck?
Yeah, the original mom with the umbrella.
Yeah,
she dies of cancer. And it's super dark, and it's like it's this whole like thing, and it was crazy. But I appreciate the goal to like go out on some crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? Breaking Bad style. But they didn't pull that trigger officially.
Another good show, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a masterclass on how you stick the landing.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Just like we're doing.
Shows don't do it right.
Exactly. Just like we're doing right now.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
The landing is about to be stuck, bro.
Exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying? We know our dismounts. We know how to hit our dismounts. All right?
I stick it every day, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
With the chest out, fingers up.
Boom. Knees locked in together.
Ooh. The Russian coach jaw just dropped from the form. Like, what's up?
Facts. Do you hear that?
What's up?
That's the applause that just happened from me sticking it.
What's
so
up?
Well.
I see you, Victor. I see you looking at me. What's up? Yeah. You see that form? Yeah.
Right. I am proud of him. I am Victor.
Victor underestimated him. Victor underestimated him. Victor, I never do that again. Victor speaks in the third person for some reason.
I want to make fuck with you. Is that?
I don't know. Victor likes you. Give Victor a hug.
Okay.
All right. Cool. All right. Yeah.
Hungry. I am right, for Victor. My stomach food.
All right. Oh, okay. All right.
I'm like, just translate correctly. You know, I'm doing the best I can.
It's low key not supposed to either, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay. I got the gist. We can make it work. Make it work. As long as I know what you mean, you know what I'm saying? We can figure it out.
I certainly hope that everybody listening to this podcast enjoyed.
No, both.
Randomness. Even that word was like,
I hope you enjoy. I hope you put some shit together because it's right. I hope you enjoy some shit listening to this podcast.
That's right. And we want to see a photo of your finished product immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag enjoined.
That's right.
Joined. Hashtag.
That's right. It's
whatever you put together, like just IKEA table, a nice sandcastle.
Macaroni bracelet.
You know what I'm saying? We'll take that.
Turn your handprint into a turkey.
Bam, we'll take that. I'll take putting your face in the little silver in the little rail thing. Back in the day, whatever the fuck that thing it was.
Yeah, that little pin thing. Yeah.
Pin thing. Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah, that's fire. That counts. That counts.
That's fire.
Man, we'll take
that. Sketch drawings. What's up?
Bam, we'll definitely take that. That's you'll have to get bonus points if you, you know what I'm saying, some with the old school. We'll take a light bright, you know what I'm saying, with the old school double points.
Damn right.
We'll take a snow angel, you know what I'm saying?
Can just send me the whole KB toys right now, kid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bam.
Like
what's
right
up?
Right now.
What's up? What's
toys
up?
Us? I'm sure this one's still open. Go find it and bring it to me. I'm sure there's still one.
I'm pretty sure that they're around. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
In the depths somewhere.
When KB Toys shut down, man, I was like losing
Oh, man. Hey, yo, chill. I don't want to reenact that.
I had to pour some gray soda out for my...
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. I poured a whole Sunny Delight out there.
I feel like
these
kids nowadays don't know what it's like to have toys, man. Toys.
Yeah, all their toys suck. Modern day toys suck.
They're all computers.
No, that's what I mean. I don't mean the gadgets. I mean the toys. Their toys suck.
Yeah.
They all involve poop and pee.
Yep.
Walk on the mat without stepping on the poo. For real?
Fuck-ass toys.
Like, that's gross, G.
You know what? You children listening to this podcast right now.
Hey, what's up? Hey, yo. Anybody from 13 or what? 13 and down. 13 and down. Like, what's up with your toys? What's up with your toys, homie? What's up with your toys? Why? What's up with that? Like, why is all your
toys dumb? Why is
that? Yeah, why? Yeah, I mean, our toys were dumb too, but like in a cool way.
Yeah, we had Legos, Skip-Its, yo-yos.
Exactly. That's the first thing I was thinking about was a Skip-It, bro.
Bop-Its.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Tamagotchi.
Hungry hippos, my nigga.
Exactly.
Don't wake daddy. You feel me?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. You did. Yes. Shoots and Ladders. Classic.
Life.
Like the game of life, bro. Come on now. Come on.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Come on, G. Come on, man.
Hide and seek, bro.
Classic. Oh, whoa. Freestyle.
Games that made you move.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've never played Red Rover.
Yo, you wasn't missing nothing.
I wasn't? All right. That says a lot.
Red Rover. Send Cindy right over. It was. I hated that sort
of game. Yeah. See,
I preferred Red Light, Yellow Light. That was my shit.
Oh, that's dope. And this was shit. And the dopest version of that is like skating.
Yeah, when you're at the skating rink.
Somebody's
gonna sprain something.
Oh yeah, somebody's getting hurt tonight. Somebody's getting a knock inside of the head.
See, back in the day, you didn't have fun unless somebody left hurt.
Exactly.
Somebody, you know, jammed a finger, you know what I'm saying, skinned the knee.
Exactly.
Twisted an ankle.
It's not side of the head, you know what I'm saying? Fractured.
I don't know. I threw him the ball. He just went down.
I don't know. He didn't catch it. I passed him the ball. He didn't catch it. Hit him in the face.
I don't know what happened.
Everybody said, oh, he passed out for a second. We thought he died. He woke up. I don't know.
He was bleeding everywhere. It was like, stop bleeding. He didn't stop bleeding. Can't tell you. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah.
I call him a pussy. He still was bleeding.
Exactly. Yeah, he's supposed to say something back when you say that, right?
Right. Shit.
Yeah.
Take that nigga to the hospital. Y'all got insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Thanks for yeah. Hey. Peace out, everybody.
Yo, Wes, I really appreciate you joining on this random ass shit. It was a lot of fun. I plan on re-listening to it later to laugh my booty off.
You're gonna have no booty after re-listening to this shit.
Booty's gonna be gone, bro.
Booty's gonna be gone.
Just gone, booty.
I apologize in advance for all like the extra cushioning you have to buy. All your chairs and shit after listening to that shit.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem when the spine touches the chair directly. You got to.
Yeah, that's going to hurt, bro. Damn.
A lot of people have to deal with that. Never thought it'd be me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just the consequences for being so motherfucking funny, Doc.
Yep. Laughing booty off, bro. Yeah, bro. Completely gone, bro.
You never really thought what the consequences of being silly professionally would bring to you.
But I take my silliness seriously, bro. It's something I got to. You know, I'm willing to do that. You know what I'm saying? There are certain risks that a bitch has to take. You know what I'm saying? But I do it for the fans. I do it for my cat, my turtle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I do it for my left titty. You feel me?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The third finger, the third toe to the right on my right foot.
That's the one I fuck with too.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Shannon is retarded.
bro, Shannon said some dumb shit, bro.
Shannon's stupid. Oh, she gave me the middle toe, bro.
That middle toe be acting up, bro. I can't even. Middle toe be saying. I can't even with the middle toe, bro.
I can't. That's what we do. So if you guys enjoyed this random ass shit that lasted over an hour, a little bit here.
Hey, 10 minutes is fine. 10 minutes is fine. Yeah, okay? That's fine. Gucci.
If y'all love that shit, you let me know, and we'll do it again. We're probably gonna do it again anyway. Honestly,
we'll do this again. We'll definitely do this again. Is this where you do you plug things at the end of this shit? Like, how do you?
How do you end? I'm gonna plug some shit, man. I'm gonna plug some shit. I want you to plug your shit because I'm gonna plug my shit in a different recording.
Oh, you are? Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. You're just gonna do your own shit. Okay. You know what? That's fine.
I mean, like, you know, I love you, bro. I can do it right now if you would like to, sir.
No. It's fine. That's fine. You know, whatever works best for the show. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to mess up the natural flow of, you know, how things work around here. You know, I'm a visitor. You know what I'm saying? When you walk in somebody else's house, they say, take your shoes off. You take your motherfucking shoes off, okay? You don't say, well, why? I mean, take your motherfucking shoes off. All right?
You can always leave, nigga. This is my house.
This is the rules around here.
House rules, nigga.
So with that being said, hey, this has been Wes Roberts. All right? DJ Hey Cousin. All right? The proprietor and owner of the OD podcast. You can find on the same network, the same glorious network of Anchor, on Spotify too. It's going to be on more places soon, but you know what I'm saying? We're here first, all
right? That's right. Okay? Anchor power, okay. Bro.
Exactly. Anchor power activate, all right? Form of a podcaster, shape of another podcaster, you know what I'm saying? All right? In my socials, Instagram, by Wes Roberts.
Bam.
Twitter, Capricorn Jenkins. You know what I'm saying? Doing some crazy stuff on there as I do. F you. I love you.
Wonderful
F
you. School. Wonderful school.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's how we do it around here, okay?
Wonderful school.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm gonna leave now. My dog has been looking at me like, bro, who are you? Who have you been talking to this whole hour, bro? I'm hungry.
It's feeding time, bro.
Exactly. Which you must be smacked, bro, because you should probably not be
over
eating.
There talking to Shannon again.
Exactly, bro. This happens every time. All right. Always late night snacking with Shannon and shit. All right. This is how you got fat last time. Snacking late night. Shannon. Fucking around with Shannon late night.
For those of you who've forgotten, Shannon is my third to last toe on my right foot.
They know the continuity.
Don't forget who. All right. Shannon
They know the lore. They know the lore. All right.
Now they probably as high as I am. I just, you know.
Yeah. Me and the dog are high too. Shannon, what? There's only been two people talking this whole time.
Yo, this is like, I can't with you anymore. Wesley Roberts, DJ Cuz.
Hey, DJ, DJ, hey, cousin to you.
DJ, hey, cousin.
Mr. DJ, hey, cousin to you.
Mr. DJ, hey, cousin. Sorry, sir.
All right, all right, I'm out. I'm out of here, Smiles. I'm out of here, okay?
All right, then, homie. I'm going to hit you up in a later time, and thank you so much for joining Professionally Silly, my friend.
All right, bet. I've been professionally sillied. Is that a way of saying it?
You've been professionally sillied.
Yeah. All right. Bam. Bam. All right. Boom.
That happened.
Bam. It happened. All right. I'm out. Peace.
Peace.
I'm gonna be the first to say it. A lot of random shit just occurred. You just heard so much awesomeness between two people who are also awesome, and I'm the one half of those two people who are awesome. So yeah, mind blown again. I certainly hope that you guys enjoy that random ass podcast with me and Wes. You know, we were just having a good time with it. You know what I'm saying? I was a little tipsy. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like that whole thing happened in sobriety. It did not, at least not for me. You know, so I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed that. You know, I also want to go ahead and remind you guys, you know, that if you are digging this podcast, don't forget to leave a review on my podcast via Apple Podcasts or any other Audible platform that the podcast is available. Okay, because Professionally Silly is everywhere. If you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't already, let's go ahead and tap that subscribe and or favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload new podcast episodes, because the next one is going to be a little bit on the darker side. We're going to discuss, well, pretty much urban legends that turned out to be true. I'm doing my research for the podcast currently, and I'm really excited for it. So make sure you guys are subscribed and you click that follow button so you'll be notified when that creepy adventure arrives. Oh, man. So if you guys also want to follow me on my other social media platforms, I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others, along with clickable links in the description box of all of my YouTube videos. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel. It's called Professionally Silly as well. Follow, like, subscribe, fammy, whatever you want to call it. Let's just have a good time, guys. Let's get professionally silly. All right, until next time, guys. I guess watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. Yeah. All right, bye.